The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
If you have any advice that you want, if the kids aren't doing something you wish that they were, or doing something that you wish that they weren't, and you want to get them to stop, 53106 or 087 1400 106, because we're joined by Jessica Joelle Alexander, who is the author of The Danish Way of Parenting, which is one of the most successful parenting books in the history of the genre. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Can we have questions that are, every time we talk about anything to do with parenting, we get this phrased in various different ways. What is the best age at which you give a child a smartphone? What's your view?
Well, I think it's very individual from family to family. I think obviously it's great if you can wait as long as you can, but ideally, I think what's important is that parents recognize that when you give a smartphone, it's very much a rite of passage. So it's sort of, I see it like giving keys to a car. And one of the most important things, I think, is that parents utilize this time before you give a phone to teach your children how to use it and to be careful and to be safe in the digital world, because it's a very special time that you can leverage where your kids will actually be listening to you.
So you know, before you actually give the phone.
Yes. I mean, I think that's the ideal time, because that is the time where when they know that this is, you know, a lead up to when they will actually get the keys to that car, they're really open to listening to you. They're really open to learning. And just like we prepare our kids across the street, to be careful, to be a kind person, one of the things that I think parents need to recognize is we also have to prepare them for the digital world. And doing that in these, we call them the crucial years, which is sort of, let's say, 6 to 12, you can very much harness their attention and teach them a lot of these important lessons.
And what are the lessons that you teach?
Well, you know, I'm talking a lot about the Danish approach. And here in Denmark, it's very much, there's a big focus on, we don't just educate our kids in academics. We also have to educate them how to be, let's say, a good person and a careful person and a good critical thinker and how to be safe. And the reality is that while we're talking a lot nowadays about banning phones, starting much later, and I think that's all very positive, but the reality is the most important and preventative protection for your kids long term is going to be your relationship with them. And the only way you get that relationship is by really talking about some of the things to be aware of, also being positive about some of their online life. I think we're so inundated with fear right now that a lot of times parents are missing opportunities to connect with their kids, learn about what they're playing, learn about some of the positive things that technology is bringing, so that through that connection, you can also talk about how to be safe. Who do they go to if something bad happens online? You know, a lot of parents take this for granted. They think like, oh, my kid will know what to do if they get bullied or they get hacked or threatened. And a lot of kids don't know.
So does that mean then in practical terms, do you give them access to a phone or a device and sit beside them and chat as they search and as they navigate?
Right. So actually what's really interesting, I've worked in a lot of schools, and one thing kids often say is they wish their parents would play with them also in the digital world. But most parents have no idea. So even just something as simple as finding a game that you like to play. It could be a word game. It could be something really simple, but showing interest in what they're doing and sort of stepping outside of their comfort zone to see what they're doing, to connect with them, and then take opportunities, not as lessons like, you know, and this is what you do, and this is, but really as in a way of being curious together and helping them look for things like, you know, false advertising or, you know, fake news or ways that they can be tricked, and doing it a way, I always tell parents that try to see yourself as an ally and not an enemy. Because the more you have a solid relationship when they go into this digital world, and we know how scary it can be, the more they're going to be protected, because they'll feel safe coming to you. they know that they're not going to have everything taken away from them, and they understand that you are genuinely also interested in this world and not just meeting them with negativity, which is very much a habit a lot of parents have. I had it myself, and it's understandable because we're so inundated with fear. But just remember, like, try to take some opportunities where you come in with positivity and seeing what they're doing, curiosity, and opening up these discussions.
It's interesting because that analogy of sort of the digital world versus the real world, if you're walking them to school, you do it for months and for years, and you chat to them about careful look each way. So by the time they do the first walk to school on their own, they've been through the practice of it a thousand times. Whereas with the digital device, the tendency is it's hidden behind a very high wall, and then one day you throw the gates open and say, have at it.
Right. And but, you know, a lot of parents, I mean, a lot of kids do have access to iPads. And for our kids growing up, the digital world is just as real for them as the physical world. It's totally not for us. And this is where the challenge comes in. We know how to talk about crossing the road. We know how to say, be careful, because we're familiar with this. We're not familiar with the digital world. We didn't grow up with it. But most kids do have some access to a screen. And while that should be limited for little kids as much as possible, the reality is they still have it. So it's about sort of taking that leap, realizing that it is a real world, that they need guidance, they need training, they need help. And really simple things like knowing what to do if they're scared, knowing who they can go to, knowing how to think critically, knowing how, you know, basic things, again, how to manage messages. What do I mean? I mean, for example, digital empathy. So a lot of kids don't know, for example, if there's a mean message, someone writes a mean message, if they like that message, it can feel like they actually said the message themselves, or how they communicate in writing. You know, we can't see each other. We don't see body language. So we miss a lot of these cues that we have in the real world. And this can create a lot of problems in friendships. And so basic things that, like, you know, we don't consider something we normally talk about because it is a foreign world for us. I really encourage parents to do that because, again, when you have that relationship and they know they can talk to you and they know it's an open conversation, it's going to be the biggest protector versus bans, controls, et cetera, because kids will get around that.
Well, on the topic of bans and controls, a lot of texts coming in asking, I mean, one citing a 12-year-old where they have given them iPad access. And they say they're now in rolling constant battles over the amount of screen time that's available and trying to take them back off it now that they have access. What do you do to limit those kind of conflict points?
Yeah, I think that's something, you know, again, every family is individual, but you make agreements together with the child. I'm a big believer in empowering children and, you know, deciding together, helping them understand what a balanced school day looks like. I mean, we just had it with my son, actually, who's, you know, we've been working on these agreements as he's been getting older and older. And, you know, he wants to get another app now. And so we had him write out his entire week and how many hours he thinks he's going to spend on various things. And that includes physical activity and playing an instrument and doing his homework. And we really had him think about it. And, you know, how much do you want to play on this game? How much do you want to have on this app? And we've set limits, time limits on each of these apps for the week, but he came up with it.
And do you think he will stick to it? Are you optimistic?
Well, I mean, I mean, we've been through this with him with various other apps. And again, it's a constant work in progress. But I can tell you it makes a big difference when the vision comes from them. And it's not just us slamming the rules down on them. And one of the ways you can avoid the power struggles is precisely because you can just refer to the agreement. You can refer to what they have come up with themselves. And this is also just a learning process. I mean, this could be the same in any case. You know, this is something you learn over time. And there are sometimes boundaries and there are sometimes, you know, things don't work out the way you want. But
the time invested at the outset in getting them to set it out makes it easier then to refer to rather than making an arbitrary parental decision.
And what I tell parents, and this is, I think, the hardest thing in the digital world for them to realize, it does take some investment from us. And it does take some time from us. I mean, this took time to sit down with him and have him write this out and discuss it and sit and have these, you know, to have these talks. And these are many talks we need to have, ideally leading up to that phone. And then you will have many more, because just as they develop in the real world, they also develop in the digital world. They want new apps. They want different things. They have different, you know, capabilities. And they're always going to know more than we do.
Jessica.
So that's the other thing that we have to kind of accept.
On that worrying note, thank you so much for your time this morning. That is Jessica Joelle Alexander, who is the author of The Danish Way of Parenting.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.